Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Marxism Today podcast. My name is Nate, and I'll be guiding you through the podcast today. Today's topic is classes. In Marxist theory, one of the most essential parts is the idea of class. Now, Marx didn't come up with the idea of class, but his particular take on it is a little bit different than the previous concepts of class that came before him. I also should say that we're jumping ahead a little bit in our coverage of Marx. The first two lessons dealt with the dialectic and materialism, laying the philosophical foundations. I want to jump forward a little bit to this class issue to show you where we are headed with these podcasts. So there are going to be certain issues that we haven't addressed yet that will help inform this later, but in order to see where we're going, I want to start off introducing you to the idea of class. There are several different classes in Marxist analysis, but today we're going to look at just two. One is called the proletariat. That's a fancy word that basically just means a worker. So, today, who is a proletariat, or in general, who is a proletariat? Different Marxists define the proletariat differently. A simple way to define a proletariat, and the way that we'll use in this podcast today, is someone who sells his or her labor in order to get a wage or a salary. So, if you make most of your money by doing work, by working for someone, then you are a proletariat. Turns out, most people in the world are proletariats. The vast majority of the world are people who get their money, or the most of their money, by selling it to an employer, by working for someone. So let's look a little bit more closely at how this works. Since capitalism is set up as a market, people can come and they can buy and sell, and the only requirement is that the buyer and the seller both agree to do that transaction. That's the basic format for exchange in capitalism. And workers, or the proletariat, they also do this same thing. A worker has one very important commodity, and that's his ability to work, or her ability to work. And what the worker does is sell his or her labor on the market. So they start with a commodity. That commodity is their own body, their own time, their brains, their muscle, their ability to do work. That's your commodity. That's the thing that you're trying to sell if you're a worker. When you sell that commodity to someone, in other words, when you're hired, you get what everyone gets when they sell a commodity. You get some money. And money in and of itself doesn't do anything. It's just digits in your bank account, or it's just pieces of paper in your wallet. But just sitting there doesn't do anything for you. The reason workers want money is so they can get other commodities that they want that they don't make themselves. So, for example, if I want to have a television, I'm not going to go out and make a television from scratch. I'm going to go sell my labor to someone. They'll pay me in the form of a wage or a salary, and then I'll use that money to go pay someone else for another commodity. Essentially, I'm trading my ability to work for a television, or for a pair of shoes, or for a couch, a bed, whatever commodities I buy, that's what I'm trading my labor power for. If you look at a market in this way, we just look at the workers, it's actually rather fair. I have one thing, I trade it for money, which is this middle step, and then I eventually get the second thing. So I trade one thing that I can do for something that somebody else has done. Money makes this a lot easier. because I have one commodity and I want another very specific commodity. If there wasn't money in the middle, it would be very hard to find two people that wanted to exchange the exact two commodities. The second class we're going to look at is called the capitalist class. This could also be called the bourgeoisie, or very commonly, bosses or employers. Today, the best word could be corporations. Since corporations do most of the employing, they would be the capitalist class, and the people that control them would be the capitalists. So, if the workers or the proletariat are the people who sell labor, in order to make this work out, there needs to be somebody that buys that labor. Well, that's the capitalist class. So in order to make this formula work, in order to make it even, we have to have somebody that's buying all that labor. So the capitalist is defined as somebody that's buying labor, but that's not the only thing they buy. Usually those workers need to have some tools to work with. So you would be buying machines or other tools for those workers to work with. They need a place to work, so you're going to buy a building or perhaps rent a building. And some workers will need raw materials to work with. For example, if you're a shoe factory, you need to have leather in order to make those shoes, and amongst other things, probably rubber too. Or if you're a factory that makes basketballs, you're going to need the raw materials for basketballs. Whatever it is that you make, sometimes you need raw materials, but you generally will always need labor. You'll need some workers and probably some tools. So, what does the capitalist do with all of these things he buys? He puts them together. He has the workers take those tools and work on the raw materials in order to change them into commodities. So he takes the commodities he buys and puts them together to make different commodities, because the commodities he buys are workers, raw materials, and machines. He puts those together to make a finished product. Okay, let's back up. He starts with money. He buys some commodities, labor, machines, raw materials, combines those together to make new commodities, and what does he do with the new commodities? He sells them, probably to a retail store, or maybe the capitalist also owns a retail store and sells them at the retail store to consumers. But in some way, those commodities are sold for money. And that's the process that a capitalist goes through. You'll notice that the worker's process, exchanging one commodity, his labor, for money, and then eventually another commodity, has to do with a difference in use. The worker's own labor isn't worth as much to him as the thing that he buys with his wages. So my 8 hours, or however long I work to make the money to buy my TV, I'd rather sell that work than have it, because I can sell that work and get a TV. The TV is worth more to me than the 8 hours that it took to earn the money. In other words, the worker is concerned about the use value of the item. I want a TV so that I can watch it and be entertained, or I want a bed so I have a nice place to sleep, or I want a pair of shoes so my feet don't hurt. Things like that. The reason the worker goes into the market is to change one thing into another thing, to change my time into a TV, or to change it into, I don't know, a meal at a restaurant, whatever commodities you want to buy, you're exchanging one thing for something that is qualitatively different. It has different qualities. It's a completely different thing. Let's go back to the capitalist. It's a very different situation. The capitalist starts with money, changes it into commodities, then makes those commodities into different commodities, and then sells them for money again. The capitalist goes through all this work just to change money back into money. This, as you look at it, might seem kind of crazy. In fact, it is crazy except for one thing. The capitalist wouldn't do this unless, at the end of the process, he had more money. Because it's a lot of trouble to go through finding all these workers, making them work, putting this all together, then finding someone to buy all of them. It's a lot of work, so the capitalist wouldn't do it unless there was some money to be made at the end of it. Now look, the beginning and the end of the capitalist formula is money. There's nothing qualitatively different. The difference is in quantity, in the amount of it. So the capitalist wants more of the same thing, where the worker wants the same amount, but of a completely different thing. The worker is making an even trade, saying, I will trade my commodity, which happens to be my labor time, for a different commodity that I want more. The capitalist says, well, I want the same thing that I already have. I have money, and I just want to have more of it. So the capitalist is someone that buys labor, along with machines and raw materials, organizes that labor in some way, makes those workers work with the material or with the tools and machines on certain materials, makes a new commodity, and sells that new commodity. And that is one basic difference in the Marxist analysis of class. Later on, we'll be getting into some of the interesting observations here, like how exactly is it that the capitalist is able to sell for more than what he spent. But that's our very simplified version of class in Marxism. Workers trading a commodity for money to end up with another commodity, and capitalists starting with money, buying commodities, and ending up with more money. So that's the basics of class in Marxist analysis. Tune in next time. I'll see you then. Life is a breeze. If you can't afford its membership fees, I said.